out in the fields. I was out in the fields when I saw them, their skin a ghostly white underscored with gray, their hair too long and swept across their faces. They looked as if they'd lived in caves for years. They ran across the fields barefoot, in flight, from someone or something, or so it seemed. I felt scared. They held stones in each hand like crude tools, maybe weapons. And when one approached, her pale eyes wild, I squared myself to ready for the blow. But no, she faltered, stood breathing, her eyes so frantic, I asked her what was wrong. "It's just that we are trying to live," she said, "in the present moment, but we can't seem to find it." I cannot imagine the look that flickered across my face. I appeared credulous, I think, maybe hopeful. I stood silent. "Wherever we are," she continued, "seems to have already happened." Her voice still quavered, but was quieter now. "Like this grass," she gestured to a bobbing tuft. "It only shows the wind that's already passed." "And what about those?" I said, nodding to her hands. She looked down at the stones as if she'd forgotten they were there. "This is how we pray," she said. "This is what we'll use to pin it down."